Hello, Podlers. Coming up, the lovely listener Himesh tackles five words, $5,000.
That's a difficult one.
He's fallen over.
I know.
Timber! Find out how he did. It's on the way.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Let's find out what's going on up there, shall we, with Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Yes. Well, first up, Dave, the banana man of Beeston. We need to talk about this guy who's gone viral over the past 24 hours.
Okay.
It's a small town in Nottinghamshire, just on the edge of Nottingham, Beeston. And someone keeps turning up on the second day of every month, right? And they, overnight, they peel up to 20 bananas and leave them on a plate, just like in the street, in this very set part of Beeston, on the corner of Abbey Road and Windsor Avenue. Just opposite the church.
Yeah,
And someone just keeps peeling loads of bananas and leaving.
So he's like
them
a fruity
plate.
Robin Hood.
Well, in a way, yes, he is.
He's throwing it back at 800 years.
People aren't choosing to eat the bananas, though, generally, because they're already peeled.
Well, you don't know where they are.
Is he leaving the bananas and the skins?
No, just the peeled bananas.
Never put a stranger's banana in your mouth. I learned that a long time ago.
Hard and fast rule,
yeah. 100%.
No one knows why it's happening, but every month on the second, there will be an offering from the Beeston Banana Man. And like some of the residents have been very angry. One of them called it annoying. Another resident called Jill said it was strange and disgusting. which it is, really, isn't it?
And then I think the Telegraph described this breakfast show as that.
Someone thought it may have been some kind of cleansing ritual. I don't know why.
It's food waste is what it is, Banana Man. So at least make sure people are
bananas, yeah. Yeah, make banana bread. That's what everyone does.
Yeah, or spread a smoothie or something. Mix it up.
But they're not even bruised. They're like quite nice, fresh bananas.
Right.
I don't know
why. You've really got into the details, haven't you?
I don't know why he can't just do his...
Are you the banana man?
I know so much. I don't know why he can't just do his cleansing ritual behind closed doors. Why does it have to be in public?
Get your bananas out in private.
Yeah. So if you do...
That sounds like a Cockney knees up song.
Get your bananas out in private. If you do know what's going on with the Banana Man, please feel free to get
in touch. Are the Banana Man, we can change your voice and have you on it.
It is a cringing ritual.
Make it high-pitched, make it sound silly. Silly Banana Man.
Yeah. Well, they are silly, whoever they are.
Okay.
And then the other story this morning is my ongoing battle against the voice note, the scourge of modern communication. Yeah. We'll all have friends that will use them a lot.
We do.
Sometimes you have to succumb, and sometimes I find myself doing voice notes. Here's a nice observation from Irish comedian Rory O'Hanlon.
I don't know if anyone's experienced this, but I recently texted somebody and they sent me a voice note in return.
Oh, come on.
That's not part of the gig. There's a reason I'm texting you, because I don't want to hear your voice. If I wanted to hear your voice, I would have rang you. It's texting. I text you, you text me. That's like sending someone an email and they call around your house. It can't continue.
It's true. I think if you receive a message, you shouldn't voice note back. I think surely that's a rule we can
agree on.
Depends
what you're doing.
If your hands aren't free.
Yes, I do this a lot with the buggy. You can't text and buggy.
Okay, well that's a good excuse.
Yes.
But my mate Ben definitely isn't doing it. And I will message him, text. He will reply with audio notes.
And you really wanted to out him on this, didn't you?
I did want to out him.
Are you like, since when have you had a buggy, Ben?
Exactly. You don't even own a buggy. There's no excuse.
Plus, I mean, which kind of, sociopath, egomaniac wants to just talk at people but not give them a chance to reply to what they're saying? Yeah. It's just really strange behaviour.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words. $5,000.
Absolute Radio.
And giving it a go this morning, we have Himesh. Good morning, Himesh.
Morning, Dave.
Welcome along to the show, Himesh. Great having you on board. So, Himesh is a tree surgeon, enjoys the main station, and once matched 4 out of 5 with you, Matt Dyson.
Oh, wow.
Himesh, would you most like to be paired with Matt Dyson on the random player generator?
Yeah, but I'm happy with anyone, to be honest.
Okay, let's give it a spin and see who you've got. Here
player
we go.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma. I'm going to go Glenn.
I'm going me as well.
Yeah, I think it's definitely Glenn.
Glenn.
Put all your money on Glenn.
Free choice.
And that's why you don't put all your money on anything, ever, ladies and gentlemen. So it is a free choice. Himesh, do you want to go with Matt Dyson?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
lovely.
Silence there. Yeah, good.
In that case, he wipes a tear away. Yeah, I will. I don't know why, but I will. Okay, leave the studio, please. Get out of here, you. You studly human. Himesh, I'm about to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind, a logical follow-on, maybe a direct opposite, or, of course, the thing you think Scatty Matty is most likely to say, because shortly I will welcome Matt back into the studio and give him the exact same five words. And if he happens to say the same five things as you, we can have £5,000. Good luck.
Brilliant.
Your first word this morning is back, B-A-C-K, back.
Back. Oh. Bryce.
Say that again, please. Back, Bryce.
Bryce.
Okay.
Back, Bryce.
Okay. Shoe.
Ooh, horn.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Star. S-T-A-R. Star.
Star. Light.
Star brightest word of the day. Oh, yeah. Just singing a bit of Madonna with my tree surgeon friend. You know, just relax, everybody. Your penultimate word this morning is show. S-H-O-W. Show.
Show. That's a difficult one. Christ.
Himesh, family show. Keep it nice and breezy, my friend. I know the pressure's
on.
Sorry. No, it's okay, it's okay.
Internalise your answer as well.
Yeah.
show.
He's fallen over.
I know.
Timber!
show. Star.
Okay.
Yeah.
And finally, ballet.
Answer.
Yes.
Yeah, no messing there. Himesh, you've given us one hell of a best bits, which I cannot wait to play next. I mean, honestly, I've got the production team already working hard on pulling all of that together. Bless you. It is tough under the lights, as they say.
Yeah,
it is. But we've got your five words, Himesh. They're locked in. Stay right there. Matt Dyson is in play. It's happening next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Himesh has been waiting patiently on the line to see if we can match five words today.
Yes.
But before we get down to business, Himesh, I promised you one hell of a best bits, and the production team have been working hard during the last song there, so here we go.
That's a difficult one.
It's all over.
I know.
Timber! There we go, Himesh, that was your best bits. congratulations.
Brilliant.
Bless you. Right, let's get down to business, shall we? Matt, what's the first word that comes to mind when I say back?
Front. Hand. What?
Brace.
Oh.
Back brace. So that means you haven't won the money this morning, Himesh.
Sorry, Himesh.
We're going to go through the remaining words, though. What have you got for shoe?
That's all right.
Shoe laces.
Oh,
surely.
Horn. What have you got for star?
Star sign.
Lights.
Oh.
What have you got for show?
Business.
Star.
What?
What have you got for show ballet? Star.
Dancer.
Yeah! 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 celebrating Erica win. In fact, I'm going to use the music. Here we go. Yeah! Himesh, well done, my friend. 1 out of 5 on 5 words, 5 grand. Listen, man, it's been really nice getting to know you. Thanks for joining us in the morning on the main station. And have a great rest of the week ahead. We'll speak to you real soon. Well done. Cheers, Himesh. Bye now.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
This means we are going to be playing 5 words, 5 grand again tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is your Wednesday morning, and here on this breakfast show, that means an opportunity to hand in the cool badge. Morel gets us underway this morning. Good morning, Morel. She says, Happy New Year, team. Overdue handing in of my cool badge a few years ago whilst telling my mate that I'd been playing Prodigy's Experience album. I heard myself say to her, I'd forgotten how good it is. It's great for doing the ironing too. Jules in Plymouth. Hello, Jules. Morning, Dave. I have been driving my daughter-in-law's car, which is older than mine. I was stopped at traffic lights and was looking on the dashboard and found something that I hadn't seen in ages and started singing, She's got a CD player. That is from Jules there. I'm going to hand in the badge as well this week. This happened just yesterday. And as I've said in the past, it's always nice if something that's uncool happens to you just before Cool Badge Day. So kind of Tuesday afternoon is the perfect time to be uncool because you've not got to hang on to it for too long. Yeah. It's not got to weigh you down. It's not got to ruin the rest of your week. You know, you can just hand in the badge and feel better about yourself at 8, 12, 15. And I'm going to do just that. Yesterday I went to the gym. Yeah, I know you can tell. So I was at the gym, and the way it works there are the benches with the free weights in front of a really large mirror.
Oh, yeah.
And I've handed in my cool badge from the gym so many times over the last year and a half.
When you had your sunglasses on.
Well, let's not talk about that ever again, shall we? Yeah. I didn't realise I had my sunglasses on. Anyway, so the benches, they get moved around because there's those people at the gym, and we all know them, who decide to lift up the bench. They wheel it off over into the cable area. They're doing stuff that you don't know what it is they're doing. You try to recreate it, you look like a buffoon. Yeah. So I just like, leave the benches where they are. So there's this person working out on a bench, and then there are 2 free benches next to her. And I go to take the one next to her, and a guy comes over, and I go to take the one away from her. This guy comes over and he takes the one I was about to take. So now I'm stuck in the middle, and that's the worst. Okay. Because, you know, people right near you when you're working out, you just don't need it. So there's this girl here, then there's me, then there's this guy. And then this guy decides to start, well, a conversation with this person while they're working out.
That's not on.
Like they're starting to talk to one another, and it's clear that they're quite into one another, and they're having a whale of a time. They are flirting over Davey B here.
You're stuck in the middle.
I'm stuck in the middle from Dave Berry to Gooseberry in the gym. So I was actually forced to, because I felt so embarrassed. You know, I wanted to give them, I wanted to watch Young Love blossom before my very eyes. I wanted to give them the space. I didn't need this bearded, like, middle-aged man in the middle of them, you know, lifting in incredible way. I mean, like 30 on each arm or whatever. Yeah. Let's not get into it now. So I had to drag the bench away. And here's a recreation of what happened at the gym yesterday. And here's my cool badge. Further back into the gym I go. Give him a bit more space.
Do, 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 do. David Cameron at the end.
So there we go. That's what happened yesterday afternoon at the gym. And I wish that couple all the best for the future. I really do. But for you, well, give me the badge.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
On your cool badge day. Gives me great pleasure to say, because it's been a long, long while since I've said this. Emma Jones? Would you like to give me the badge?
I've had many stocked up for my
I've been following you on social media. I can see that.
Thank you. But the one I'm going to choose is actually just from this morning.
Oh, okay.
So I went down into the kitchen and I saw that Stefan... We need to bring the relationship Rolodex back.
Oh, yes.
So this isn't your cool badge, is it?
No. It's always Stefan.
It's so funny. The relationship Rolodex feature went away. Coincidentally, when Emma went on maternity leave.
And it'll be back next week. I had left a tea stain, as he does, on the kitchen countertop. Now, we've got a very porous kitchen countertop. It stains very easily.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
And the only thing that can get it out is Jif, or Sif, as it's now known.
It's now known. Pink has been since 1996.
Yeah, I'm a fan, fan of the pink stuff as well.
Pink stuff's great for getting
rid of the tea stains. Everyone still calls it
Jif. Hang on, can I just play in a quick Anna Geary clip here? Sorry.
Stop! They need to pay for advertising.
Yeah, leave it alone, Matt Dyson, will you?
Sorry,
okay. So, Emma, so is it a regular occurrence then, is it?
It's a regular occurrence, and I spend my life having to go around after Stefan. He doesn't use a coaster, so cleaning up all the tea stains. But the kitchen worktop has got a very specific material, and you can only buff it out with Jif. And I thought, I left in a rush this morning. I thought, I can't wait to get back later and buff out that tea stain with the Jif.
Buff it out.
Give me the badge. I think the real cool badge is you're calling it Jif, even though it's
such a long time ago.
When you would never have used it.
No one is calling it Sif.
Make sure I still call it Sif. Opal Sif. Fruits. No.
Look, have a marathon bar and chill out. Yeah, no, it's funny because Stefan, this is where I always used to poke the cake. Yeah. Stefan can find time to get fully made up as an alien character from the Doctor Who franchise.
Yeah.
But yet he can't find time to just wipe up his own tea stains.
Tell me about it.
Unbelievable. Glenmore, what about you? You going to hand in the badge?
Yeah, this is something that happened over Christmas where I had to explain myself, where basically I was really struggling to work out what to get my parents for Christmas. And I was walking around a shopping centre. I suddenly had this epiphany when trying to walk down. I was trying to work out what to get my dad, and I suddenly had this epiphany and this flashback to being told when I was a kid that my dad, when he was growing up, was really into Airfix models, and there was one model he made of the HMS Victory, and then his brother broke it when he was a kid, and he was really devastated about it. And I suddenly thought, what if I tried to find that model? And I found
this is like a Christmas advert.
Right? Yeah. And so I found this Airfix model, and I ordered it and stuff like that. And when I paid for it online, I accidentally used mine and Katie, my wife's joint account, instead of just my bank account. And so she saw the transaction go through. And I had to explain to my wife why money had left our account to a company called Wonderland Models.
Wonderland Models.
It sounded like grown-up content for like the 1940s. Like I've subscribed to Swell Dames magazine.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where we have started 2025 with a bang, because alongside our dear friends with BWE, yes, Big Wix Energy, we want to crown a tradesperson of the year. So it's quite simple. Is there a tradesperson in your life who has gone above and beyond? Do they turn up on time, maybe before time? Maybe you get up, go downstairs, and they're already waiting outside the door in their, not dungarees, what are those things called? Boiler suits.
Yes.
Yeah. If there's someone at your front door, early in the morning wearing dungarees, just close it gently in their face and move away.
You're about to be killed by a hillbilly.
As someone wearing dungarees today,
you are wearing. Okay. If Emma Jones is at your front door, just close it quietly. She's got enough going on in her life as it is without doing random door stopping. Right, so anyway, we're looking for the person who finished the job to perfection. They save you time and money. They go the extra mile. If that sounds like somebody in your life, head to absoluteradio.co.uk/win to nominate your tradesperson of the year. Well, all you need to do after that is pen an ode to your terrific tradie. And what we're going to do is give them £5,000 in cash and £5,000 to spend in store at Wix. And right now, joining us on line one, we have Kerry. Hello, Kerry.
Good morning, Dave and the team.
Hello, Kerry. Welcome along to the show. Kerry's not just nominated any tradesperson. No. You've nominated your sister. So what's your sister's name?
My sister's name is Hayley Wood.
Hayley Wood. Is she your big sister or your little sister?
She's my little sister by 6 years.
Your little sister by 6 years, and you couldn't be prouder of her. In fact, I'm looking at the ode that you penned as your entry for her, and it's 75 pages long. So that really is sisterly love right there, isn't there? So let's have a listen to it, shall we? This is Kerry's ode to her sister, Hayley.
My sister Hayley, who was a marsh but married a wood, has been a popular painter and decorator for many years in her neighbourhood. She started young on building sites, learning the trade. She held her own among the blokes and the banter that they made. She perfected edges, papering and walls, ceilings, skirtings and endless halls. Her technique mastered, her confidence honed, she started a family and started out on her own. In between being a farmer's wife, having 4 children, 16 dogs and a chaotic life, she is the lady decorator of the Shropshire Hills, famed for the quality of her work and her conversational thrills. She's the most thorough decorator I've ever met. She's the best you'll meet, on that I'd bet. So let her win your handsome prize. Maybe her business can increase in size. Ask anyone around here and I'm sure they'd agree. She deserves the award for her work quality. But she's also a laugh, a giggle and a chat. A friend, a confidant and a bit of a twit.
There it is, everyone. Well done. Fantastic stuff. We really enjoyed that, Kerry. Well done to you. We could be speaking to you again on Friday when we crown our tradesperson of the year. Send our love to your sister. Thanks for tuning in and joining in. We'll speak to you again real soon.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Well done, Kerry. Take care. Have a great day. So join Wix Trade Pro today and save 10% every time you shop. Sign up at wix.co.uk or download the Wix Trade Pro app. And if you want to nominate a tradesperson in your life, well, there's still time. We have our final finalist tomorrow, and Friday, as I say, is the grand final. Just head to absoluteradio.co.uk/win right now. Well done, Kezza!
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where just moments ago I promised you a very special social ammunition.
Extra.
For all you freaky music fans out there.
Yeah.
Matt, I mean, I've heard this and I can't believe you're about to share it with the nation.
It's already been quite a bad week. We had Coldplay mixed with Green Day the other day. From there, I ruined it. And this is a new one that's come from TikTok. A guy called Mouth Breather created this. It's a way you'd never... two songs you'd never imagine going together.
Yeah.
Rage Against the Machine and Vanessa Carlton.
He's not lying.
If you remember her song from years ago, the 90s, I think late 90s, A Thousand Miles. Imagine that with Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, I've heard it.
Imagine no longer. Here it is.
Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses.
Oh.
Some of those that work forces.
Not quite as angry.
Are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces.
Mouth Breather got skills.
Are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces. Draw the same that burn crosses. They do what they told you.
It's wow. Amazing. It works perfectly with it. I'll share it on my Instagram story so you can really take it in its full entirety. You'll be talking about it later and I'll save your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That's it. We're done. Wednesday morning's edition of The Breakfast Show is a thing of the past, but thanks to modern technology, no, it ain't. Because you can listen again on demand in the free Rayo app, or you can wait for the latest edition of the Daily Podcast to become available wherever you get your pods from. Matt, these are the title
options,
suggestions
yeah.
we have today. I wish we could give everyone sippy cups. Fruity Robin Hood. Never put a stranger's banana in your mouth. Get your bananas out in private. Singing a bit of Madonna with a tree surgeon. I still call Sif Opal Fruits. And why has money left our account for Wonderland Models?
An amazing story from Glenn. Wonderland Models would be a great choice, but I don't want it to ruin the anecdote when it
if
comes
you've not
up
heard it
in the podcast. So
yeah.
maybe I think I quite like just a Fruity Robin Hood.
A Fruity yeah. Robin Hood it is. Simple. There we go. The podcast is named Fruity Robin Hood. Right, up next, across all nine of our playlists, we'll continue that no repeat guarantee, and you'll be given the details that you need to get in the draw to win £200,000 by the end of the week, plus a bonus bit of cash at 3 p.m. today, as every day is payday. As I say, details are on the way. As for us, we'll be on the way tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.